Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report, focusing on politics in the first half of this segment. I've got one of the most knowledgeable people in the United States as to what's going on in our country politically right now, David Horowitz. David is the best-selling author of a very interesting book called The Enemy Within. David, tell us about whatever you want to talk about, either Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or your new book.
Well, the new book, it's called The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. And that totalitarian movement is centered, it's the leadership of the Democrat Party. I was raised by communists in the 1940s, and I've watched over a 50-year period the anti-American, they're the hate America left, led by Tom Hayden and others, infiltrate the Democrat Party, and with the election of Barack Obama, who was also raised by communists but never left the communist movement, at that point, the Democrat Party became an anti-American totalitarian party. They're at war with our democratic system. That's why there's this tremendous push by Democrats to open the gates to voter fraud, which they're masters at. How can you oppose ID cards for voting when you have to have an ID, a photo ID, to get food stamps or welfare? First of all, you have to have utter contempt for poor black people, that they're too stupid to get an ID. Second of all, the solution, if there were any truth in that, that they can't get them or don't get them, you would propose a special program and allocate some money from all those trillions you're printing to providing inner city blacks with, or poor blacks, poor minorities for that matter, with ID cards. But the Democrats aren't interested in IDs because that would prevent them from conducting their voter fraud operations, which are much larger than anybody realizes. This is a direct attack on the Democratic system. The mentality of the Democratic Party is fascist. They're doing the same thing with the southern border that created the greatest humanitarian crisis in my lifetime in this country, by opening our southern border to terrorists, criminals, funding. Biden is the biggest sponsor of drug cartels. But equally bad are the COVID carriers. How can you open a border in the midst of a global pandemic? The estimates are that there'll be 1 million illegals crossing and disappearing into the United States in this year.
Yep.
And that 10% of them will be COVID carriers. That's 100,000 COVID carriers that Biden has invited into the country. Just to spite Trump. This is the most reckless, irresponsible, anti-American presidency in our history. And, it's questionable whether the country can survive this. They want to print $5 trillion, print the money with nothing to back it up, which could spawn an inflation. Inflation is worse than depressions, because money is a kind of social glue. It's what motivates people. It's why they do things.
David,
money loses its value. There's just chaos. This is what happened during the Weimar Republic.
Can I ask you one very simple question?
The ascension of the Nazis. Yep. But the Democrats, look, they have a one-vote majority in the Congress. One vote. And they're imposing on America the most radical legislation and change in our way of life of any administration in our history. This mentality is, which has contempt for everybody. That's why, I mean, the Trump hatred is rampant. Trump is not a racist. Only you can't be in your right mind and think that Trump is a racist with all that he has done for black people in this country and for minorities generally. And the fact that nobody, except maybe Al Sharpton, called Trump a racist until he ran against the Democrat, against Hillary in the 2016 election. And for 30 years he was in public life. Nobody said, this is Donald Trump, the host of The Apprentice and a white supremacist.
No.
Just that term, white supremacist. There's a handful of them in this country. What about the black supremacists? The biggest race supremacist organization in America is the Nation of Islam. Everybody knows that.
Sure.
Farrakhan is... The Black Caucus wraps itself around Farrakhan. The Democrat Party doesn't seem to have a problem with black racists. We are in such perilous times. In my book, The Enemy Within, documents this, refutes all these racist claims of the left. But my biggest concern is that conservatives are not using the appropriate language to fight this. You can't call these people liberals when they're vindictive bigots. But Republicans still do and refer to them as liberals. They're fascists, for crying out tears. We call it cancel culture. When they take Dr. Seuss off the bookshelves, that's book burning. That's what the Nazis did in the 30s. That's what the Democrat Party, seems to universally support. Conservatives have to get a lot tougher in fighting these battles.
Well,
if you look at what's going on in Georgia, Democrats will just make assertions. There's no such thing as voter fraud. There was no voter fraud. No evidence. They have no evidence against, and of course people have been prosecuted across the board of Democrats for voter fraud. But why would you conduct a campaign against voter IDs if you weren't intent on committing voter fraud? Since they're accessible, a photo ID is accessible to anybody who needs a food stamp. Otherwise, they can't get them. Of course, they should be required for voting. They're required by all these companies that are boycotting Georgia, but look at what they've done. In the name of opposing Jim Crow, which is a complete bogus claim. I mean, Biden isn't in his right mind, so. But they're all saying this. Jim Crow was when they had poll tests. You couldn't vote without passing a poll test, and it was designed to exclude black voters in a segregated South. Nothing like that going on in Georgia at all.
David, I have to cut you off just for a second. We have to take a really quick commercial break. As soon as we're done with the break, I want to bring you right back. I want to talk about your book, and I also want to ask you a very, very simple question based on personal experience, sir, that I'm having here in the Pacific Northwest where I live and I work. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with David Horowitz, the author of the best-selling book, The Enemy Within. Stick around.